possibility of a dream like me.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Good evening, everybody, and I'm very excited about our guest tonight, Dr. Susan Shumsky. Susan is a spiritual teacher, and she has been teaching and studying metaphysics and meditating for more than 30 years. Susan and I just came back from the Intuition Cruise, the cruise into 2012, and she was the leader of the cruise, and I was certainly honored to be invited to come as a presenter. Good evening, Susan.
Good evening.
It's wonderful having you here.
I'm thrilled to be here.
I'd like you to tell the audience a little bit about who you are, because you have done some exciting things, especially the meditations and the Himalayas. That's something I've always wanted to do. So could you share a little bit of that with us?
Well, I have been practicing spiritual disciplines for over 40 years, and I spent 22 of those years in the ashrams of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, who was the guru of the Beatles and Deepak Chopra. And then after I came out of the ashram, I spent another 22 years or so studying New Thought, metaphysics, became a doctor of divinity. I have 7 books in print, some of which are award-winning books.
Could you talk about those titles? I'd love to know some of the titles.
Well, let's see. My first book was Divine Revelation, published by Simon & Schuster. Mm-hmm. And then Exploring Meditation, Exploring Chakras, Exploring Auras, and then A Miracle Prayer, How to Hear the Voice of God, and Ascension.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, I wrote a book on Ascension, too, Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, and I think we both have parallel thoughts on what Ascension is. It's developing yourself to travel with your light body throughout the universe and our sister galaxies, and getting to a place of vibrationary frequency where we can do that easily.
Exactly. Really, Ascension is physical immortality. It's living forever in a body of light and being able to appear anywhere at will and manifest any kind of body that you want to manifest at will to anyone.
And of course, really, people are going to want to know. People are going to want to know, why would you want to do that? Some of our third dimensional people ask that question. Why would anybody want to do that?
Well, there are very few people who have actually done that. And they're really, the reason for doing that is to be of service. The Ascended Masters are those radiant beings of light who have dedicated their energy and have made the great sacrifice of continuing to live in this dimension and to travel in and out of this dimension for the purpose of being of service, for lifting humanity, for teaching and lifting humanity, and for bringing us to higher vibrational frequencies.
And when you say lifting humanity, Susan, I know that you mean removing pain, removing disease, removing emotional upsets, and living in a more peaceful state. Is that not true?
Exactly. In a higher vibrational state means with greater spiritual awareness, greater spiritual enlightenment. And what comes with that, of course, is greater peace of mind and happiness for all.
And expansion as well. I think that as we grow into a higher vibrationary rate, that we expand and we perhaps embrace some of our past lives and some of our past talents that we had that we didn't know that we have in this lifetime. And perhaps if we played music, we go back to remembering that. Or if we sang, we do that. Or if we did artist work, that starts to come in through. Don't you think that's true?
Yes, absolutely. The thing is that when you are more spiritually awakened, you're more in touch or in tune with your true purpose and destiny, for the true plan and purpose for your life. And that includes developing your great talents, your inner genius, and expressing who you truly are.
Well, how do you work with people? You have clients. How do you work with them? How do you get them to begin, Susan?
What I do is I help people to open to spirit and to listen to the still small voice of God within. I help people to develop their spiritual awareness by having direct contact and communication with God. And that is what my job is. That's what my purpose is in this lifetime, is to help people to do that.
So you're a guide. And now somebody going to a church was saying, well, I go to church every Sunday and I pray. Why isn't that enough?
Well, praying, when you talk to God, that's called prayer. But when God talks to you, that is more of an experience, a mystical experience, an experience of direct contact and communication with God. And that's what I help people to do, to have a two-way experience of God, not just you talk to God. That's like a one-way experience.
So you have them have what I call a telepathic response or an intuitive awareness. If you ask a question at night, you go to bed and you say, well, I'd really like to know how to solve this problem at work, and then you wake up at 4 in the morning with a brilliant answer, you know that that comes from Spirit.
That would be one way to receive the message from Spirit, but basically there are three ways that I help people to develop this ability. And that is through seeing, hearing, or feeling. That means clairaudience, clairvoyance, or clairsentience.
Correct.
And so what I help people to do is to be able to ask the question directly to Spirit with a capital S, and then actually receive the answer as a vision, as a voice, or as a feeling. So those are the three basic ways that we get the messages.
And that's exactly the way I teach, too. And I always say it comes within 48 hours, and it can come from a telephone call. It can come through another purpose. It can come through many, many different ways of receiving.
Well, these are some ways, but in fact, what I help people to do is to be able to receive the answer at will when they ask the question in meditation. So it's an immediate response. It's not that it comes later. It's that it comes immediately. So that's what I help people is through very deep meditation to be able to go into that state, ask the question, and then receive immediately that response from Spirit with a capital
right.
S. And that, and of course, people can receive it in other ways, as you mentioned.
Well, I have kind of strayed away from the immediate, Susan, because I have found two things. I have found first that sometimes when people are so uptight and so scared that it's not immediate, and I have also tried to show people that God can answer you through many ways, through people, through animals, through reading a book or picking up a paper or even walking in the library and having a book fall off the shelf, so that they slow down, that they have a respect and gratitude for their message, and learn that it has to come in God's way, not their way.
Yes, this is another way of looking at it.
Well, that's good. Tell us about Divine Revelation. That's the book that we have in our Book of the Nightclub in our Metaphysical Corner. Tell us what you put in that book.
Absolutely, because what Divine Revelation is, it's about developing this spiritual awareness and learning how to listen to this still small voice within us and receive these experiences through direct inner revelation from Spirit within. So that's why it's called Divine Revelation. So it's about learning how to listen to the still small voice within and how to receive divine love, healing, and wisdom from within yourself, and also how to distinguish and discern between that true voice of Spirit and other voices in your mind, how to test whether the message is the real thing.
I'd like you to tell us about that. Tell us how you would know. How do I know if it's the small voice or if it's my ego?
It's really important that you learn how to distinguish and discern, because there's four different places that the messages can be coming from. They can be coming from the spiritual world, the mental world, the astral world, or the environment. Those are the four basic places that people receive messages from when they tap in to receiving messages. However, many of the people that are receiving their messages are receiving them from the mental world or the astral world, and it's really important, and I recommend that you only receive the messages from the spiritual world. So I have a 10-test system for discerning, for being able to tell the difference between that true voice of Spirit and other voices in your mind.
Can you give us one or two of them?
Sure. For example, when you're in touch with the true divine voice, you're going to be in a state where you are feeling peaceful, you're feeling loved, you're feeling a sense of expansion, of wholeness, of oneness, where you feel that you are safe and secure, where you are in a state of inner wholeness, of perfection, of deep content. So that would be the state of awareness that we would be in when we're receiving divine messages from Spirit, from the true voice of Spirit. And that would be one of the tests, is what I call the experience test. And another test, an example of another test, which is kind of interesting, would be what I call the signal, which means that you're going to receive a specific signal from that divine being that you're receiving the message from. And the signal will come in one of six ways, either seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, feeling, or getting a movement in your body. And that particular signal or sign will, it's like a badge or an identity badge to identify who or what you're receiving your message from. Because it's very important that you know who or what is giving you this message and that it's not just arbitrary.
Your ego, as I say.
So your ego or whatever. So these divine beings will help you by providing a sign or signal that you can identify. So that's just, those are a couple of the different tests. Mm-hmm. And there are 10. And I, in my 10 test system, I recommend that people use all 10, not just one or two.
Right. For the proof. It's like, I wanted to say, is it like having your hair stand up on end? I mean, sometimes you hear somebody and your hair stands up on end. Oh, I know you're telling the truth. My hair is standing up on end. Or, you know, I'm starting to cough. I know that I'm telling the truth.
In fact, that is one type of signal. That would be what we call a kinesthetic signal. There's different kinds of signals, seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, feeling, or getting a body movement. So that that particular one that you're mentioning would be a kinesthetic, would be a feeling signal.
Right. You know, Buddha talked about the nectar in the back of the throat as you sit.
Exactly.
And is that your tasting one that you're referring to?
That
tasting
would be
the nectar of God?
That would be one example of a taste, yes.
Right. Well, you know, I have a friend. Her name is Elizabeth Hepburn, and she's a wonderful singer from New York City, and she sings beautiful spiritual songs, and this one is called It's a Quiet Thing. So let's hear what she has to say, Susan. I think she's in agreement with us. So beautiful, and it's so true, don't you think?
In your trembling hands, you'd think you'd hear a quiet thing. It's a quiet thing. There are no exploding fireworks. Where's the roaring of the crowd? Maybe it's the strange new atmosphere way up here among the clouds. But I don't hear the drums. I don't hear the band. The sounds I'm told such moments.
And that was Elizabeth Hepburn singing A Quiet Thing. Wasn't that beautiful, Susan?
Very beautiful, yes.
I think she has the idea. Let's talk a little bit about the ninth wave and how the new fifth dimension energies are coming on the planet and what we experienced on this fabulous cruise.
The ninth wave of the Mayan calendar?
Absolutely.
No, I don't hear you.
Yes.
The ninth wave of the Mayan calendar. Yes.
Yes.
Right now, as of March 9th, the day that the tsunami hit Japan, we have been in what is called the ninth wave of the Mayan calendar. According to those who have studied the Mayan long calendar, long count, they tell us that there are nine levels or nine waves that we're going through until we reach the end of the Mayan calendar. And the ninth wave is the last wave. Each wave of the Mayan calendar takes humanity to a higher vibrational level. The wave that we were in before was called the galactic wave, and now we've gone into what's called the universal wave. And in this particular wave, we are experiencing a higher consciousness, unity consciousness for humanity. So no longer are we operating so much under the grips of duality. We're coming more into unity awareness or unity consciousness. So this is a much more elevated state of consciousness for humanity. And as we go through this ninth wave, we're preparing for the end of the Mayan calendar, where humanity is really going into a higher vibration, into an ascended state of consciousness.
It's so interesting. Well, we went and we did a ceremony with the Mayan tribe, and it was very exciting. Several of us were there. I would say, what, about over 100 people?
And we had approximately 150 people at that ceremony, yes.
And the purpose of the ceremony was really to help us open to a higher vibration, but also to have some kind of, I thought we needed to have some kind of a telepathic understanding about what is going on. And I felt there was a lot of spiritual healing there, a lot of prayer and meditation, and I felt there was fabulous energy.
It was a powerful, powerful day and a powerful ceremony that we had on March 9th of 2011 to celebrate this new wave of the Mayan calendar. And with us, we honored Carl Johan Kalman, who is the person who has really deciphered the Mayan calendar and has given us this date of March 9th as being the date that we enter the ninth wave.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and he verified everything. But what happened was, I wanted to tell you what happened at the end when we all went up on the stage to dance. I was taken up the side of the pyramid by the Mayan chief, and he put an orange necklace of corn around my neck, and he said, thank you for bringing in the spiritual chakras and the divine seals. Well, I was totally shocked, and this has to do with ascension, accessing the fifth dimension, and my form of teaching healing. And Susan, what I'm finding with what's happening now is that when I work with the seals and the people, distant or here, they heal almost immediately.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful that you have that gift.
Well, it's very sacred, just very sacred. And I just wanted to let people know that that's what the divine seals are in case they wanted to find out. And I wanted you to go to explain that there's many, many teachers. I know another one that I really respect is Antonia Lau. There's many, many of us teachers out there that are going to try to help people come into the fifth dimension easily, adapt to it so that they can continue in a completely different life with a lot of wonderful spiritual gifts, and we're all over the world, and I know you're doing some special things. So what are you doing to take people to spirit knowledge?
Well, I teach classes, and I do individual sessions, and I write books about it, and of course I have a website, and
what is
my
your website?
is drsusan.org, and I'm going to be doing some classes, actually teleseminar classes, starting in the fall. So it would be a good idea if you're interested in learning how to listen to the divine voice and opening to spirit. If you just go to my website, drsusan.org, and you can just enter your name and email address right there on the front page, and then we'll notify you when the teleseminars are going to take place. Also, I'm going to be leading a tour to the Yucatan on 11-11-11 for November 11th of 2011.
It's so exciting!
Yeah, I'm really excited. We're going to tour the Yucatan and visit these sacred Mayan temples and sites. And that will be in Chichen Itza and Palenque and several other amazing sites in the Yucatan, in Mexico, and in Guatemala.
Now, I know that you're just planning it. I know you're just planning it now, but I'd like to know some of the teachers and some of the workshops that you have in mind.
Well, this is not a conference. It's a tour.
Oh, okay.
So it will be a tour of the Mayan temples and sites, and there will be some locals who will be local Mayan shamans and elders who will be leading ceremonies at the various sacred sites. And on the full moon, we will be in Tikal, which is one of the main sacred sites of the Maya. And we'll be staying at the very grounds of the archaeological site there that night, the night of the 10th into the 11th. So we'll have that experience of the full moon. It happens to be the full moon, and we'll have the ceremonies. And so it's going to be an amazing, amazing experience. It's not a conference. It's a tour. It's
okay.
A tour of the sacred site. So that's what we are focused on, is experiencing that. And the only leaders that you may have heard of are me and Sean David Morton will be there.
Right.
But
and
other than that,
he's terrific.
Be local.
Yeah, Sean David is very knowledgeable.
Right. Very so knowledgeable. To find out more about... To find out more about that, just go to the website, which is MayanStargate.com.
Okay. That's great. I also wanted to hear about what you're planning for your area. Whereabouts are you located?
I live in a motorhome, Elizabeth, and I have no home base. I travel all
great.
Around the country and teach in various areas in different parts of the country.
Well, I know that you have workshops, and I wanted to know a little bit about your workshops. That's what I was leading up to.
Right. The next workshop I'll be doing is July 23rd and 24th in New York City. And
oh, nice.
You can access that through my website, or through one of my websites, divinetravels.com. That's divinetravels.com. divinetravels.com, and you can find out about that workshop I'm doing in New York City. You can find out about the Mayan temple tour, the 11-11-11 Mayan Stargate tour. You can access all of those through that website, divinetravels.com.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think now is the time that we have to stand up and rise to our higher branch of destiny, and I think we need to work to achieve world peace and work together. So coming into the oneness and healing our hearts creates a peace not only in us, but in our family, in our community, and throughout the world. And I'm sure that's part of what you speak about as well.
As a matter of fact, I believe very strongly, Elizabeth, that we cannot create world peace by signing treaties, by having leaders talk with each other. That's not the way it could ever happen. It could only happen within the human hearts of every individual. And if enough people attain a state of inner content and inner peace within themselves, then automatically this planet will be a planet of peace and of prosperity and joy and love and positivism. So we have to start with ourselves. We are only responsible for ourselves, and we can only have control over ourselves. We can't control anything else or anyone. But we do have control over our own thoughts, words, and deeds, and how we can truly benefit ourselves and help ourselves and help the planet is by becoming peaceful within ourselves through meditation.
I agree. I think it takes a lot of work, and it takes a dedication, and it takes a lot of work, and it takes a willingness to sit and then to trust. Don't you find that many people that are just starting out have a difficult time trusting?
Well, it's really important that you practice. You know, practice
right.
in any field of endeavor, practice, and don't give up. So I help people to open to spirit. I help people to meditate. I help people to listen to that divine voice. And it's really not difficult to do that. As a matter of fact, I have guided meditation CDs that can help you along the way. You don't really need to do anything. You just put the CD in the player, sit down, close your eyes, and you'll be guided into the meditation. So it's really a no-brainer. It's not hard to do. And so anyone can do this. And anyone who has a sincere desire can open to spirit. Anyone with a sincere desire can meditate. Anyone with a sincere desire can listen to the divine voice within. And anyone who's ever had a session with me personally, I've never had a failure. I guarantee every session that I've ever had, everyone's been able to do this immediately, to listen to that voice.
That's wonderful. Of course, it's getting the people that don't have the desire to realize what it all is and how it makes their life better, and then creating the desire. What we're going to do is give out your website, Susan. Again, could you please give it out?
Right. The website is www.drsusan.org. That's drsusan.org.
And my website is www.new-visions.com. We're going to hear more from Susan, and we're going to hear more about how Susan has had miracles in her life so that she can show us the history and the roots of what this meditation does for everyone right after these messages. Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The three spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says, if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read. Let's Find Out is looking for guests for our summer and fall shows of 2011 on bbsradio.com. This is a special opportunity for you. Do you have a life-changing product or service such as coaching, books, holistic products, workshops, animal psychics, psychic readings, or some special metaphysical talent that you would like to advertise? Here is your opportunity to be prominently presented before a worldwide loyal Let's Find Out audience. There is a fee required to be included in this exciting promotional lineup, and the proceeds enable you to be advertised all week on Let's Find Out as well as Facebook, and to receive your show archives for you to put up on your website. Let's Find Out is a life-changing show and home to many groups throughout the world. Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 1, is a live internet radio show with several worldwide affiliates. We discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, ghosts, talking to the other side, past lives, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience as well as a 6,000-plus name mailing list. Every week we promote our guests. This show is truly a great way to advertise yourself and your business. As a BBS host, we will promote you on bbsradio.com as well as Facebook. We send out an email to our extensive fan base promoting your appearance on Let's Find Out. BBS Radio will provide an archive within 24 hours after your show airs, which is free to download for you to share with your clients and participants. As a guest, you will be able to advertise on Let's Find Out when you're on the air on bbsradio.com, Station 1, Sunday evenings for 2 hours every other week, 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. And also, you will be able to advertise your appearance on your website and blog and email and invite all of your contacts.
So let's hear from you. Simply send me an email to elizabeth.joyce.radio@gmail.com, and we would be happy to look at what you have to offer. Looking forward to sharing and for you being on the air. Thank you.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed bimonthly in three regional print editions: New England, New York, and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania and Delaware. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information to the community. Elizabeth Joyce writes the astrology column for Wisdom Magazine. Visit us at wisdommagazine.com to view our web edition. The X-Zone is a late-night internationally syndicated radio, television, satellite, and internet talk show, which deals with a variety of subjects, but usually ones that relate to the world of the paranormal, metaphysics, and the science of parapsychology. It was created by the Canadian broadcaster Rob McConnell and first aired in 1993. The X-Zone airs 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time, and is distributed internationally by the X-Zone Broadcast Network. It is hosted by the show's creator and executive producer, Rob McConnell. The X-Zone radio show is located in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. The X-Zone radio and TV show is the only Canadian radio show that is syndicated to a truly international listening and viewing audience via conventional professional broadcasting and satellite means, not only the internet. The X-Zone is syndicated on an international basis outside of Canada and has more than 400,000 listeners as an international audience. Listen for Elizabeth Joyce and Rob McConnell on the X-Zone at www.xzoneradiotv.com.
Let's find out. This summer, in late August, August 26th through 28th, a summer retreat is being held at the Mount Eden Retreat House in Washington, New Jersey. This retreat is called 2012 Ascension Mastery, and it's with Elizabeth Joyce, Malachi and Alana of the Andes, and songstress Elaine Silver. You're all invited to join us on this incredible spiritual journey as we prepare for 2012 and Ascension Mastery. This retreat will consist of deep meditations, high vibrational healing sessions, group exercises to join us together, as well as individual attention to help you release your present and past life pain. Experience your vibration as it rises to its highest level. Get to know the spiritual chakras, 8 through 12, and Alana's whirling dances to promote the unity consciousness, which is the last step to prepare for on the Mayan calendar as we enter 2012. Elaine Silver's melodious voice will melt your heart as it opens wide to embrace and absorb universal consciousness and divine love. Elaine Silver sings our intro song here at Let's Find Out. Her original music alone will put you in a state of divine bliss. Malaku asks us to become a part of a new species of human beings endowed with unlimited consciousness, and he teaches this is the best time to absorb these new energies consciously. Elizabeth Joyce, in her book Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, explains how we are coming into our mastery power and shows us how. This world needs more of us to tune into the deepest needs and expressions of our soul. The new DNA strands in your soul are activating natural forces beyond current understanding. The wonderment begins upon your arrival at the Mount Eden Retreat Center in Washington, New Jersey, whose staff is dedicated to meeting your every need. You will have a spacious room for the seminar and classes, shared rooms or a private one, delicious vegetarian food, there's possible camping, and the outdoor setting to hike and explore, as well as a fireside meditation every evening. For the first time, our solar system is standing in the balance our galactic sisters have brought to us, and we can begin to tune in and experience the changes and new ways of expression this energy and love will bring. This group of international teachers are of the best and encourage us to allow the mind to be free, flowing with a natural rhythm aligning with the spiritual heart center, the 10th chakra. Discover and attain the mastery within you as you open up to your higher power, reawaken your inner talents, and move forward with certainty, strength, and accomplishment. To survive the fifth dimension waves of the coming galactic alignment and universal changes, this retreat is one not to miss. The dates of the retreat are August 26th through August 28th, 2011. For further information, contact Elizabeth Joyce at 201-934-8986. See you in August!
This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out. On my next show, June 26th, the famed astrologer Mark Dodich returns. Mark has been with us every quarter at the solstice and equinox, and he brings us the astrology report for what's coming up. It's always an exciting time to have Mark on the show, and he will be just returning from his trip to Greece. I'm sure he'll have many insights for us. Mark is a spiritualist as well as an astrologer, and he has developed his intuitive abilities. He has studied as a healer and a counselor, and he has his ministry certificate from the Arizona Metaphysical Society, as do I. Mark and I both studied with Dr. Frank Alper in the 80s. Mark holds a Certified Astrologer Professional Certificate from the International Society of Astrological Research. He is past president of the Oregon Astrological Association, publishes his own newsletter monthly, and is regularly featured in the media. It is my pleasure to bring back Mark Dodich, my friend and an excellent astrologer. So give a listen on June 26th. Don't miss it. We're going to be telling you everything that's going to be happening over the summer and early fall months. Listen to Let's Find Out, June 26th at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. See you then. You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Elizabeth Joyce and her guests come to you every other Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a podcast of the show will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link on the Let's Find Out page at bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce. This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out. Tonight, on our Metaphysical Book Corner, we're discussing the book Divine Revelation by Dr. Susan Chomsky. This is an inspiring and helpful book, and it gives you tremendous insight into what spirituality is, how it works, and how you can use it in your life. Divine Revelation shows the way to listen to your still, small voice inside. The book tells us how to move our bodies and our minds into higher awareness. We can learn intuition safely with practical, easy techniques that anyone can do. Reading this book can be a life-transforming experience for you. Susan Chomsky wrote a book that helps people who are beginning to look at their spirituality and to search for it. She has spent a lot of time studying yoga techniques in ashrams in the 60s and 70s, and this is really a good book written by someone who is helping to contribute immensely to the way the world needs to be. We are in the middle of transforming. Divine Revelation is a breakthrough. Finally, anyone can learn to listen to his or her own inner voice. It's a wonderful synthesis of spiritual wisdom and practical steps based on the experiences of a true seeker, Dr. Susan Chomsky. The book is Divine Revelation. Go out and pick it up. I'm sure that it will transform you.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. And people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel. Waiting at the station with a workday window blowing, I've got nothing to do but watch the passersby. Mirrored in their faces, I see frustration growing, and they don't see it showing. Why do I? You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world.
And that was Helen Reddy singing Beautiful, which is a beautiful song, and it makes everybody feel beautiful and know that they are truly divine. I'm here with Dr. Susan Shungsky. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And we are having some very interesting conversations about getting closer to God. And Susan, we were talking about how you know and recognize that you're really hearing that little voice from Spirit. And also, I wanted to talk a little bit about how to have a conversation with God and how to have a breakthrough that you know you're having that conversation.
Well, it's really very simple to listen to the still small voice of God within. All you have to do is you just sit down in a chair, you close your eyes, you take a few deep breaths, you get still and quiet and comfortable within yourself, you take some more deep breaths, and become even more still, more deep, more quiet. And then you simply ask. You ask a question, or you ask for guidance, you ask for inspiration, you ask a specific question, something that is a concern at this time. And then you take another big deep breath, and then you simply do nothing. It's what I call the do nothing program. You do nothing, nothing, and less than nothing. And then the answer will occur to you within your heart. You will receive the answer either as a vision, as some words, or as a feeling. And then you will have your answer. So that is how you do it. It's extremely simple. All you have to do is ask. The only trouble, Elizabeth, is that people forget to ask, or they think that they can't ask, or they think that God is too busy for them.
Or they feel unworthy, or they don't ask a direct question.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So they think that God is too busy for them. Could God be too busy for anyone or anything? No, because if you think that God is too busy for you, then you have a very limited idea of who or what God is. Because God is everywhere present, in all things, in all places, at all times. And God is available to us. And all we have to do is ask. So the entire premise of everything I teach is ask and it shall be given unto you.
And also that the energy that flows within us as our breath and as we hear and as we feel is God. So we are walking in an energetic world with all the energy here that flows through the human being that really is God. And one of the things that people need to learn is that there has been a veil that has separated us from God. A lot of that is in our early training, and we feel unworthy. I can't ask God a question because I'm not worthy enough. I can only go to a priest or a minister or whatever because I don't feel good enough to ask him a question. I don't feel that I can absolutely hear that true divine voice. So I want you to talk a little bit more about receiving divine intuition and feeling that you're not separated, the light.
Right. The thing is that people do feel unworthy. People, in fact, the cause of all suffering on this planet is our belief that we are separate from God.
Mm-hmm.
And it may make people feel a little more comfortable if they think they're speaking to their own higher self rather than God itself. Because God is within every one of us, and our higher self is in connection or contact with God. So you could just imagine that you're speaking to a higher aspect of your own being, to your own inner divinity, your own higher self, what they call in India the Atman. Mm-hmm. And that would be who is speaking to you in that still small voice within. So that may be a little less intimidating for some people. And just by asking that inner counselor or in-house counselor, whatever you want to call it, that inner divine aspect of your being, you can feel comfortable about that. You can feel that, yes, this is a dear friend that I'm speaking to. This is someone that gives love and in inspiration and healing and unconditionally, no judgment whatsoever. No matter what I do, no matter what I've done, there's no shame. There's only love, pure love. So that's how the still small voice speaks to you. It speaks with pure love.
And do you have to overcome, like, gullibility, feeling gullible or believing your ego and finding the difference between and developing spiritual self-protection? And what is psychic deception?
Mm-hmm. It's really important that you learn discernment along with this, because unfortunately people get into situations where they're opening up indiscriminately. It's just as though a stranger comes and knocks on your door. Are you just going to let that stranger into your home to take over your home? So it's very important that you learn who or what you are speaking to when you're opening to listening within. It's very, very important as you're learning to also learn to tell the difference between that true divine voice and other voices, because there are many voices that could be speaking to you. It could be your ego, your wishful thinking. It could be a faker spirit or
and how would you recognize that? Yeah,
an actual entity from the astral world. I'm sorry?
I said, how would you recognize that? And I know that's true because I wrote about it myself, and I know that an entity, when it takes over the body, that there's a certain heaviness, a certain feeling of heaviness with it.
Exactly. The thing is that that's why the 10 tests that I teach are so important, because it's really important for us to learn, and it takes time and patience. And by the way, it's very important to not be afraid to make a mistake, because you're going to make some mistakes along the way. We all make mistakes when we're learning something new. So don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid that sometime something's going to happen, because with the tools that I teach, you can never go wrong. It's very important that you learn some of these tools, including specific prayers for spiritual healing. Most importantly, learning how to close off your aura, learning self-authority.
Absolutely.
Learning how to have divine protection, learning how to heal the entities and send them into the light, learning how to heal your negative thoughts and emotions. Because these healing prayers are so important, they're actually published in every single one of my books.
Oh, that's good. You know, I think that we have to have our certain mental convictions and understand the role of our subconscious, and understand that when we go into that Deepak Chopra quote, that going into the gap, that void, that when we ask a question, the answer comes because there is a void that needs to be filled. So when the vibration of the question of thought is put out, then the practice of having it come back to you brings you valuable information. And usually it is narrated. I know you can see, hear, and feel, but usually you do have some kind of a thought that comes in. So I would call that a narration. Do you really think that dreams can become reality? And do you really think we can do anything and that we are the master of our destiny?
Well, my belief is that we are 100% responsible for everything in our lives. Lord Buddha, in the very first chapter of the very first verse of the very first chapter of the Dhammapada, has said, all that we are is the result of what we have thought. If a person thinks or acts with a pure thought, then happiness follows him or her. If a person speaks or acts with an evil thought, then unhappiness follows that person. So the fact is that Lord Buddha tells us that we create our own destiny. All that we are is the result of what we have thought. So we create our own destiny through our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. And he's not the only one that has said that. All the ancient masters tell us this. All the ancient scriptures tell us this. Jesus tells us this.
Well, that's
all we
like
have
the
to
law
do
of karma.
Is read these scriptures, and we will know for sure that we are creating our own destiny, that we are 100% responsible for everything that happens to us. Nothing ever happens to us. We only happen to ourselves. We are not victims. We are only volunteers.
So what is this mystery of the law of karma? How can we, what are some of the myths about karma that you could share with us and help us to grow with?
Well, some people believe that something, that some energy or force outside of ourselves is punishing us. Mm-hmm. That's one of the myths about karma, that there's some karmic lord sitting somewhere doing that. But that's not true at all. It's very simple. It is done unto you according to your belief. That is exactly what Jesus said,
and that is so
the principle of karma. There it is in a nutshell. It is done unto you as you believe. In other words, whatever your deepest subconscious beliefs are, at the very core of your being, that is what manifests in your life. Many people say, oh, I really wish I knew what was in my subconscious mind. Well, that's not hard to find out or figure out. All you have to do is simply look at your life, because what is in your subconscious mind has manifested or outpictured in your life already. So whatever your life is, that is what your subconscious mind has manifested.
Well, let's say we've had a lot of troubles and disappointments and upsets, especially with relationships. How can we change, make a change, and start feeling, visualizing positive results and fulfill ourselves without constantly tripping ourselves up all the time? How can we make that change?
The fact is that these subconscious beliefs are very, very deep and very, very powerful. And I have found from my own experience and from working with other people that the fastest way for you to change your beliefs is to change your identification. In other words, we have identified ourselves in certain ways, both consciously and subconsciously. We have identified ourselves with certain boundaries. If you ask a person, who are you, that person will tell you, well, I'm this tall, I have this color eyes, I live in this place, I have this name, I have this bank account, I have this job, I have this car, and I have this history, and that's who I am. But that is not who you are at all. You are not any of those things. In fact, you are a mighty, powerful, divine, spiritual being with unlimited possibilities and unlimited power. And the only way that you can change that identification, in other words, your belief about yourself, the only way I have found that people can truly change that identification is through experiencing who they really are and experiencing it as often as possible. And how can you do that? Simply through doing the kind of meditation that I mentioned earlier in the call. And that is by going into that state of deep, deep meditation, deep relaxation, and experiencing who you truly are. Experiencing your true nature of being.
Now, you know, you're talking about the power of the mind. And, of course, the power of the mind is fabulous. One of the most powerful things that I love about the mind is that we can practice and send information, healing, and, you know, warm, comforting thoughts to others. We can do distant healing with the mind. And we also can help people if they can't quite get it together, like if a woman is being abused by her husband and you pray for that woman and you see that resolving itself, then that's helpful to them. Is that not true?
I truly believe in the power of prayer. I believe in the power of the spoken word through prayer. And in fact, I wrote a book about it. It's called Miracle Prayer, in which I teach a simple 9-step method of prayer that really gets results. So in my book, Miracle Prayer, I teach people the 9-step technique that is basically used in the New Thought churches of Unity Church and also Religious Science, which is now called spiritual, what do they call that now? Centers for Spiritual Living.
That's right.
So those particular very well-established field-tested methods have been in use for a couple hundred years already. These particular methods of prayer are used all the time in those, and also Christian Science uses the same method, by the way. And that was founded by people, great beings of light, such as Ernest Holmes, Myrtle and Charles Fillmore, and others. So,
and Beckwith, right? Beckwith?
Beckwith didn't found it. He's just one of the ministers of
He's one of the ministers is what I meant. He delivered messages. But I wanted to talk a little bit more about distance, praying for others, and the powerful practice of helping others to heal.
Exactly. So you're okay. So everything that you think, say, and do has an effect. It's just like if you drop a pebble in the center of a pond, those waves go out from that pebble out to the edge of the pond and then come back from there. Similarly, every thought, every word, every deed that you do has an effect, and it doesn't just end with the edge of your body, and it doesn't end with the edge of your energy field. It goes out into the universe. It has an effect here, there, and everywhere. So if you pray for somebody here and use your powerful, mm-hmm. powerful speech, which our speech is powerful. It has
it certainly is.
Very, very powerful results. So if you use that to pray for another person, to visualize another person as healed, then that does have an effect, and it does produce a result, just like that pebble produces a result.
And I think it does, and I think, well, you would call it the rippling effect. I would think that the ripples could go and help the other person, but what I've been experiencing in my teachings lately is that it's happening faster and quicker. It's almost like what Greg Braden writes about in Spontaneous Healing, and that's what's going on. I think this is a part of ascension, that as we go into a new world that we have not known before, that we're going to find mastery over life and death, and that we are going to have continual renewal. Don't you think that's important to understand, that we can walk through this veil? And a lot of people want to know how you walk through the veil and how you know you have when you've done it.
Walking through the veil is simple. All you have to do is decide to do it. It's a matter of making a decision, just like anything in life. If you want to manifest anything in life, it's really very simple. And that is to make a firm and final decision to do it. Now, walking through the veil is obviously terrifying for everyone. So what I suggest is that you walk through the veil only for 5 minutes and then you come back. So you just make a decision, okay, I'm going to walk through the veil, but I'm only going to do it for 5 minutes. Then your ego will not feel threatened and will feel comfortable to allow you to do that. So you can sit down in a chair and you can say, okay, I'm going to have a complete experience of ascension, or let us say, I'm going to merge with God fully for the next 5 minutes. So then you just go into that state for 5 minutes. You just make the decision, okay, I am now experiencing the presence of God. And then you do that for 5 minutes, and then you come back. And then your ego will allow that to happen. So these five minute experiences of ascension will get rid of that blockage in your mind that says, freak out, you know, I'm not going to do, I don't want to do this.
Well, the other thing that I used to do before I really had been with my teachers was I would go into the ladies' room and I would meditate for 15 minutes and then I'd go back to work and it would be like I had a cat nap, except it would be so much more invigorating and so much more bringing me the energy that I needed and how to go on with the day. I guess I felt readjusted. It was wonderful.
Exactly.
So that's
part a very good
of how
idea.
You can use it. You can use it, and you can just be that divine being at all times. But it's hard to do that when you're frustrated, when you've had a loss, when you're in fear, when you don't really know what's going on or where you're going to be at the next moment. What do you do with the people, Susan, that are having money issues or are without a job or are worried about a parent or someone's health? How can you help them relax and go into the oneness?
Right. So that's why the healing prayers are of great essential use. And that's the reason why I have published these healing prayers in every single one of my books. So every one of my books has essential healing prayers that will help you in any situation to get back into that state of centeredness. Most important is the self-authority affirmation, which I'm going to give you right now. And that is this. I am in control. I am one with God. I am the only authority in my life. I am divinely protected by the light of my being. I close off my aura and body of light to the lower astral levels of mind, and I open to the spiritual world. thank you, God, and so it is.
That's terrific.
This little healing prayer will change your life. If you use this prayer every day, and any time you feel like you're freaking out, or you're upset, or you can't go on, or you're afraid, or you're intimidated, or any of the above, and much more, use this. Use it when you first wake up in the morning. Use it before you go out of your house. Use it when you have to go to an important meeting before the meeting. Use it anytime you feel the need for greater self-confidence, greater self-authority. Anytime you need protection. This is
I call that setting a condition. That's how I call it. Setting a condition. You cannot break a condition that you set, because that's your contract with your blessed higher self and God. When you set a condition, I am beautiful, I am inspiring, I am energetic, I am healthy, then you are really, when you say that, you are really doing something. You're fulfilling something inside. It reaches your subconscious, don't you think, Susan?
It's very important that whenever you use the words I am, they are invoking the mighty I am presence. Mm-hmm. And so every time you say the mighty words I am, it's very important that whatever you say after you say the word I am is something that you want to own, because it will manifest, because you are invoking that mighty, mighty I am presence, which is the presence of God within you. So saying, I am healthy, I am happy, I am wealthy, all of these affirmations, they are very powerful, especially if you repeat them over and over. So if you notice yourself with your self-talk, or even with your speech, saying negative things after you say those words,
that's what you're going to create. That's what you're going to create.
Just stop doing it. You've got to stop it.
Well, I thank you for all of these wise things. We're going to go into a break, and then we'll be back with Dr. Susan Shumsky. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed bimonthly in three regional print editions: New England, New York, and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania and Delaware. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information to the community. Elizabeth Joyce writes the astrology column for Wisdom Magazine. Visit us at wisdommagazine.com to view our web edition.
Elizabeth Joyce was born with the gift of knowledge and the gift of healing, and she has studied with some of the world's best teachers to perfect her gifts. Elizabeth believes that knowledge is the key to the soul, and she's created a teaching and informative website. The website, new-visions.com, has more than 1 million visitors since 2005, and Visions of Reality can help you guide your future by working within. Elizabeth teaches developing intuitive awareness classes, and she writes informative articles and books, as well as personal one-on-one counseling with her psychic awareness. For more than 30 years, she has worked with clients worldwide to help them reach their highest potential. She removes blocks, talks with the other side, performs regressions, and clears haunted spaces. She'll guide your finances, love life, relationships, and family life, empowering you to move forward and create a life of balance and pleasure. So visit new-visions.com for more information.
The X-Zone is a late-night internationally syndicated radio, television, satellite, and internet talk show, which deals with a variety of subjects, but usually ones that relate to the world of the paranormal, metaphysics, and the science of parapsychology. It was created by the Canadian broadcaster Rob McConnell and first aired in 1993. The X-Zone airs 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time, and is distributed internationally by the X-Zone Broadcast Network. It is hosted by the show's creator and executive producer, Rob McConnell. The X-Zone Radio Show is located in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. The X-Zone Radio and TV Show is the only Canadian radio show that is syndicated to a truly international listening and viewing audience via conventional professional broadcasting and satellite means, not only the Internet. The X-Zone is syndicated on an international basis outside of Canada
and has more than 400,000 listeners as an international audience. Listen for Elizabeth Joyce and Rob McConnell on the X Zone at www.xzoneradiotv.com. Chakras is the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality. Your body is now merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant prismatic colors and dancing energy patterns will emerge. By opening your spiritual chakras and merging with your universal body, you will come together in marvelous ways, and new spiritual powers will begin to emerge into your body system. The chakras are your major energy centers, and they allow you to transform your physical body and integrate with its spiritual body to function properly in the new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining procedures, the spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth four additional chakras as soon as possible: the eighth, the 8.5, the 9th, and the 10th. These four new chakra centers will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physical body. The physical body will be walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the four spiritual chakras will transform the other seven, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Elizabeth Joyce has created a new CD to help you open your spiritual chakras. This is very valuable and is one of the primary ways needed for you to begin the ascension process and work well in the fifth dimension energies that are now coming onto the planet. In addition to the four spiritual chakras and the seven regular physical chakras, there is an extra chakra, the foot chakra, or the zero chakra. This is your earth grounding center, and it is located at the balls of your feet. Above the crown chakra are four more numbers, 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, which has always been a part of the energetic field, including our aura, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the earth in its evolution. This is a CD that you will want to have and work with on a daily basis between now and December 21st, 2012. It is available here at bbsradio.com under the Let's Find Out page, as well as Elizabeth Joyce's personal website, www.new-visions.com. Be sure to get the CD, Opening Your Spiritual Chakras, with music by Richard Schulman, so that you can advance yourself and find security in these new, wonderful fifth dimension energies. Again, that's www.new-visions.com or bbsradio.com under Let's Find Out.
Let's find out. This summer, in late August, August 26th through 28th, a summer retreat is being held at the Mount Eden Retreat House in Washington, New Jersey. This retreat is called 2012 Ascension Mastery, and it's with Elizabeth Joyce, Malachi and Alana of the Andes, and songstress Elaine Silver. You're all invited to join us on this incredible spiritual journey as we prepare for 2012 and Ascension Mastery. This retreat will consist of deep meditations, high vibrational healing sessions, group exercises to join us together, as well as individual attention to help you release your present and past life pain. Experience your vibration as it rises to its highest level. Get to know the spiritual chakras, 8 through 12, and Alana's whirling dances to promote the unity consciousness, which is the last step to prepare for on the Mayan calendar as we enter 2012. Elaine Silver's melodious voice will melt your heart as it opens wide to embrace and absorb universal consciousness and divine love. Elaine Silver sings our intro song here at Let's Find Out. Her original music alone will put you in a state of divine bliss. Malachi asks us to become a part of a new species of human beings endowed with unlimited consciousness, and he teaches this is the best time to absorb these new energies consciously. Elizabeth Joyce, in her book Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, explains how we are coming into our mastery power and shows us how. This world needs more of us to tune into the deepest needs and expressions of our soul. The new DNA strands in your soul are activating natural forces beyond current understanding. The wonderment begins friends upon your arrival at the Mount Eden Retreat Center in Washington, New Jersey, whose staff is dedicated to meeting your every need. You will have a spacious room for the seminar and classes, shared rooms or a private one, delicious vegetarian food, there's possible camping, and the outdoor setting to hike and explore, as well as a fireside meditation every evening. For the first time, our solar system is standing in the balance our galactic sisters have brought to us, and we can begin to tune in and experience the changes and new ways of expression this energy and love will bring. This group of international teachers are of the best and encourage us to allow the mind to be free, flowing with a natural rhythm aligning with the spiritual heart center, the 10th chakra. Discover and attain the mastery within you as you open up to your higher power, reawaken your inner talents, and move forward with certainty, strength, and accomplishment. To survive the fifth dimension waves of the coming galactic alignment and universal changes, this retreat is one not to miss. The dates of the retreat are August 26th through August 28th, 2011. For further information, contact Elizabeth Joyce at 201-934-8986. See you in August! This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out. On my next show, June 26th, the famed astrologer Mark Dodich returns. Mark has been with us every quarter at the solstice and equinox, and he brings us the astrology report for what's coming up. It's always an exciting time to have Mark on the show, and he will be just returning from his trip to Greece. I'm sure he'll have many insights for us. Mark is a spiritualist as well as an astrologer, and he has developed his intuitive abilities. He has studied as a healer and a counselor, and he has his ministry certificate from the Arizona Metaphysical Society, as do I. Mark and I both studied with Dr. Frank Alper in the 80s. Mark holds a Certified Astrologer Professional Certificate from the International Society of Astrological Research. He is past president of the Oregon Astrological Association, publishes his own newsletter monthly, and is regularly featured in the media. It is my pleasure to bring back Mark Dodich, my friend and an excellent astrologer. So give a listen on June 26th. Don't miss it. We're going to be telling you everything that's going to be happening over the summer and early fall months. Listen to Let's Find Out, June 26th at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. See you then. You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Elizabeth Joyce and her guests come to you every other Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a podcast of the show will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link on the Let's Find Out page at bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce.
You can sing the country song. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy.
All
All You Need Is Love, and that's our dear Beatles telling us and reminding us that all we need is love. And tonight, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about finding your own love, finding love with inner peace, finding your own love with others as well as yourself. And with me is Dr. Susan Shumsky. Good evening, Susan.
Good evening, Elizabeth.
Let's talk a little bit about finding love with others. We're all looking for our soulmate. We're all looking for the perfect partner. What do you have to say about those issues?
If you find love within yourself, then you will naturally attract love from without. The most important thing to focus on is to find peace within yourself, find contentment within yourself. Find your own true plan and purpose for your own life rather than seeking that in others. And once you find that within yourself, then you attract, you become very attractive. You become like a magnet and magnetize others to yourself who want to participate in your wonderful aura, in your wonderful experience and everything that you're doing. So you naturally begin to attract people, you naturally become attractive when you develop your own self-acceptance, self-worth, self-confidence, and develop your own true expression, begin to express yourself, express who you really are, naturally.
Right, and also, and that's all finding love within yourself. But when you share love with another person, don't you think that gives you some kind of a spiritual strength as well? Sharing love with your baby, with your husband, with your family, or maybe with someone new. Don't you think there's a spiritual strength with that, Susan?
Well, there's a law of circulation in life. And whatever it is that you give to others, if you are generous with your love, if you're generous with your time, if you're generous with serving others, if you're generous with giving love to others, if you're open to giving and receiving love, then that law of circulation is at work in your life.
And I think that helps us gain inner peace.
And brings love to you and increases love in your life, which enhances your life.
It's like you become a magnet of light. You turn the light bulb on and they go, oh, she's got a charisma. That's the word I wanted to think of. She's got a charisma and I want to know what that is and I want more of that.
Exactly.
From the center. It comes from the center of you. And then the other thing is that you want to make sure that you don't get clingers, that you don't get the people that want to take that love and leave you empty and use it for themselves. So you need to protect yourself from that as well, don't you think?
Yes, that's very true. The thing is, if you are spiritually strong and if you develop that true charisma, then no one can ever drain you of anything. And some of the ancient techniques of India are very useful for developing charisma, especially pranayama techniques, meaning breathing exercises. If you can learn to increase the oxygen in your lungs and therefore increase the pranic energy flowing through your subtle body. Some people call that chi, some people call it ki. Mm-hmm. It's called prana in India. When you increase that pranic energy that's flowing through your subtle body through what we call the nadis or the subtle currents, the subtle tubes of energy that are in your subtle body, when those increase and become more powerful and there's more prana flowing through your subtle body, then you have much more charisma. Charisma increases a lot and you become like a magnet. You become extremely attractive. People who are very, very attractive, such as Marilyn Monroe and you know, icons mm-hmm. of beauty, they have a lot of charisma. They have a lot of that pranic energy flowing through them, and they're like magnets. People are magnetized to them.
That's true. And I wanted to talk a little bit about going out and participating with your family and with your bringing people together such for a meal and having difficult relatives come together and working on some of the issues that people take on a daily basis. How do you help guide people in these issues?
The thing is that if you can increase your sense of self-worth and self-confidence, then it's just like if you have a a full cup. It runs over into others. So you're full within yourself. You create this fullness within yourself through your own spiritual practices, through your meditation, through your breathing exercises, through whatever spiritual practices you're doing. Then naturally, you're going to enhance everyone else's life, and people around you are going to find that they become more comfortable, more happy, more elevated. And these issues of conflicts and all of this stuff will just simply disappear. However, in my books, I also teach people specific kinds of prayers for forgiveness, for example, forgiveness healing prayers, thought form healing prayers, different types of prayers, and also, very importantly, psychic tie cut healing prayers. It's very important that you learn how to cut psychic ties between yourself and all of your loved ones in your life, because these attachments, these negative vibrations, these negative attachments are the thing that cause problems in relationships. So I'm going to teach you this psychic tie cut healing prayer right now. So it goes like this.
Okay.
And I'm just going to cut psychic ties with my sister, just to give you an example.
Okay.
I call upon the Holy Spirit to lovingly cut any and all psychic ties between myself and my sister. These psychic ties are all now lovingly cut. Cut, 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 lifted, loved, healed, released, and let go into the light of God's love and truth. Thank you, God, and so it is.
And that's wonderful, because what you're doing is you're setting a condition and you're cutting the ties so that they can go out into the universe and become healthy again. I call that cording, by the way. When you're corded with somebody, you can be corded in a positive way or in a negative way. But if you cut them and you allow them to go back out into the universe, they can be revitalized and they'll come back more healthy. They really will.
Well, there's two different types of ties, there, Elizabeth. There's psychic ties and there's spiritual love ties. You cannot cut the spiritual love ties. That's impossible. But what we do with this particular prayer is to cut the psychic ties. And it's important to cut psychic ties with all of your loved ones, the people that you live with, and people at work. Cut these psychic ties daily. And I promise you, this is my Susan Shumsky Good Housekeeping Guarantee Seal of Approval. I promise you that you will have better relationships, more intimate relationships with these people if you cut those psychic ties on a daily basis.
Right, because it takes their intent away. I'm trying to show a picture that when you do that, if they're grabbing you for their gains or for their ego or to make you do something or for manipulation and control, and you cut the tie, which you have a right to do, and you can do it just by saying that and making a decision, then what happens is it goes back to them and you're free of their draining or their power, and then you... It creates a different vibration, so they can't connect with you again unless their vibration changes. It's kind of like that, isn't it, Susan?
Yes, that's a good way to describe it, Elizabeth.
That's good. Well, we're talking about beginning your own process of ascension, and I'd like you to be in touch with Susan over the next few weeks, anytime that you want to reach out to her. And Susan, I am thrilled that you were on the show. Why don't you give out your website again?
My website is www.drsusan.org. That's drsusan.org. And I also have another website for my travels, tours, and retreats. And that is divinetravels.com. That's divinetravels.com.
And tonight, as we get ready for the meditation, that's going to be powerful and profound. We have a 30-minute meditation with Dr. Susan Shumsky tonight, right after we close the show. Thank you for coming on, Susan, and it's just been an honor to have you.
You're welcome.
And I'm sure that we'll have you again soon.
I would love that.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Next show is going to be on June 26th, and I will have Mark Dodich as my guest. Mark is an astrologer, and he's on with us frequently, usually every quarter, and he's going to be talking about the summer, what the summer solstice is going to bring, and the rest of 2011. So be sure to tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific to Let's Find Out on June 26th, and we'll be speaking with Mark Dodich. Now, take some deep breaths, close your eyes, and let's prepare to go into the meditation now. Thank you, and good night.
Let us take a deep breath to unify with each other. Breathe in and out. Let us take a deep breath of divine love. Breathe in and out. Let's take a deep breath of divine light. Breathe in and out. Let's take a deep breath of serenity and peace. Breathe in and out. We recognize that God is peace, that God is light, God is love, God is good, God is wholeness, God is oneness. We recognize that God is perfect harmony, perfect serenity. We recognize that God is the power, the light. We turn to God now. We allow God to wrap us and unfold us with love, with light, with joy, with peace. We claim, therefore, a perfect meditation, a meditation that proceeds perfectly with divine order and divine timing. We ask that we receive a beautiful lifting of our spiritual awareness, an awakening to our highest good. We ask that we receive a beautiful lifting of our consciousness as much as we can comfortably receive today in this meditation. We ask for a feeding of great love and power and light in this meditation. We ask for all this or better for each and every one of us now. And we thank God for this, and so it is. So let's take another deep breath. Breathe in and out. Let's take a deep breath of health. Breathe in and out. We are at peace. We call upon all of our beautiful inner teachers to be here with us now. We call upon the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wholeness, truth, love, and light, to lift the vibration, to lift our vibration now, to fill us with divine energy, with divine ecstasy, with vitality, with strength. We call upon all of our favorite masters, teachers. Each of us call upon our favorite inner teachers by name to be here with us now, to lift us, to feed us with love, with light, with joy, with power, and with blessings. So we ask that our I Am selves are here now, lifting our vibration hundredfold or better right now. And we ask for all the beautiful divine master teachers that are highest wisdom to be here now in this meditation. So we know that we are filled with balance, with peace, with joy, and with serenity. And we take a deep breath. And we go deeper, deeper, deeper. Relax, relax, relax. We relax our attention now. We let go of this outer environment. We give over all of our cares and our worries to God. We let go and we let God, and we are at peace. Peace, peace, be still. Be still and know that I am God. Take another deep breath. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am perfection everywhere now. I am oneness. I am wholeness. I am peace. Let's take another deep breath and go deeper. Deeper, deeper, deeper into the wells of spirit. We now relax the physical body. We allow this physical body to be at peace and to relax. We know that any seeming physical symptoms of disease, discomfort, or discord are lovingly lifted into the light of truth by the Holy Spirit now, and they are gone. We are filled with peace. Peace, peace, be still. Peace, peace, be at peace. Let's take a deep breath and go deeper. We now relax every part of our physical body. We begin by relaxing our toes, feet, ankles, calves, knees, and thighs. Let's take a deep breath into these areas and relax. Breathe in and out. We now relax the buttocks, the lower abdomen, the pelvic area. We relax the stomach, relax the chest and the heart area. We now relax the shoulders, the arms, the hands and the fingers. And we relax the back, the lower back, the middle back, the upper back. Take some deep breaths and relax these areas. Release, 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 and be at peace. Release and be at peace, and know that you are God. Be still, and know that you are God. Let's take some more deep breaths. Deeper, deeper, deeper. We now relax the shoulders, the arms, the hands, the fingers, and the neck. Let's take some deep breaths and relax these areas. We now relax, relax, relax. We relax the chin, the jaw. We let the jaw and the chin drop. Just let it go. And we relax the mouth, the cheeks. Relax the eyes. Relax the temples. Relax the forehead, the eyebrows, and the space between the eyebrows. Take another deep breath. Relax, 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 and let go, and let God. and we are at peace. Peace, peace be unto you. Peace, peace be still. So let's take a couple deep breaths, filling the entire body, and then releasing. Release and be at peace. Let's take another deep breath. Release, and be at peace. We relax and go deeper to the level of the conscious mind. We become aware of this conscious mind now, and we release any and all negative thought forms, thought concepts, or thought patterns that have been influencing us adversely. These error thoughts are filled with truth and love and dissolved by the light of divine intelligence. We release from our minds now any thoughts of restriction, any thoughts of separation from God, any thoughts of unworthiness, of lack of self-acceptance or lack of self-love. We dissolve from our minds now any fear of any kind. We dissolve any feeling of restriction. We dissolve any feeling of contraction. These thoughts are lovingly lifted, released, healed, and let go into the light, and they are gone. We are now filled with beautiful new creative thoughts of self-worth, self-love, self-acceptance, self-confidence. We are filled with thoughts of peace. We are filled with thoughts of joy. We are filled with thoughts of wholeness, of oneness with God. We know that we are perfect, whole, and complete exactly the way we are. We know and accept that we are perfection everywhere now. So we are filled with the light and the love of God. We are filled with God's eternal presence in us and around us. We welcome and accept God's holy, loving arms filling and surrounding us and bringing us peace. So we are at peace, and we take a deep breath and go even deeper. Deeper, deeper, deeper into the wells of spirit. Relax, 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 and be at peace, and know that we are God. Deeper, deeper, deeper. Peace, peace, be still. We take another deep breath and go deeper. Deeper, deeper, deeper. Relax, relax, relax. We now relax our attention. And we know that our conscious mind is like a pure, crystal clear pond, reflecting the sun beautifully. It is peaceful. It is filled with peace and serenity. We take a deep breath and go even deeper. Relax and be at peace. God is with you. God loves you. God fills and surrounds you with joy and with peace. You are His divine child, and you are at peace. Let's take a deep breath and go deeper. Relax, relax. Let us become aware now of our subconscious mind. We now release from our subconscious mind any restrictions, any old belief patterns, belief systems, any and all old tapes that we've been running about ourselves, any and all old beliefs of unworthiness, any and all old beliefs of lack, any and all old beliefs that we are less than or greater than another, any feelings of inequality, of judgment, any feelings of fear, any restriction of any kind, is now lovingly lifted and dissolved and healed into the light of truth. We take a deep breath and go deeper. Deeper, deeper, deeper. The peace of God surrounds us and fills us with love, with light, with blessings. Take another deep breath. Our subconscious mind is one with the divine mind, and we are the perfect reflector of God now. The presence of God fills us. We are at peace. Take a deep breath and go deeper. Peace, peace, be still. Peace, peace, be still. Deeper, deeper, deeper into the wells of spirit. Peace be unto you. Peace be unto you. We now go deeper and relax, and we sink deeper into our God presence, our God center. Let's take a deep breath and sink out of our heads and into our hearts, the heart of God. Breathe in and out. Let's take another couple deep breaths, and with each breath, let's sink out of our heads and into our heart, into the heart center. Sink deeper, deeper, deeper into the heart of God, into the holy altar of the divine spirit within us and around us, our God presence, the living presence of God. We are at peace. Peace, peace, be still. Peace, peace, be at peace. And know that you are God. We call upon the Holy Spirit to cut any and all psychic ties between ourselves and any person, place, thing, or organization that has had any control over us whatsoever. These psychic ties are cut, lifted, loved, healed, released, and let go. They are dissolved into the light now, and they are gone. And we are at peace. Peace, peace, at peace within the heart of God. Let's take a deep breath. Deeper, deeper, deeper. We surrender to God and we go deeper. We relax and we let go and we let God. We surrender to God as we go deeper into our own divine God center, our own God self, our own God nature, our own higher self, our inner divinity which is within us. We sink into this place within the heart, the place of God, the altar of God, the altar of truth, of light, and of serenity. We take a deep breath. We go deeper, deeper, deeper. And we are at peace. Peace, peace, peace. So we feel the light and the love of God filling and surrounding us now, lifting us to divinity, lifting us the holy presence and the light of God eternal, perfect, complete, whole. I am that I am. I am all. I am whole. I am oneness. I am peace. I am eternal light. I am that I am. I am divinity. I am pure. I am the God presence within us and around us. I am. I am. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am perfection everywhere now. I am, God is, and all is well. Perfect, whole, one, complete, at rest, at peace. I am love. I am light. I am God. Let's take a deep breath and go even deeper. I am always with you. I love you. Take my hand. I lead you to the altar of God. I am always with you. You are my little child. Follow my footsteps. You are my dear one. Be at peace. I love you. Be at peace. Let's take a deep breath and go even deeper. I wrap you in my arms of divinity. I nurture you. I hold you in my bosom. There is no need to be afraid, for I am always with you. God is ever eternally present within you and around you. There is only good. There is only love. There is only light. There is only life. Be at peace. Let's take a deep breath and go even deeper. I am strength. I am power. I am the power of God. The power of God. The power of God, which fills you with love. Love is the only power. Love is the only way. Love is the highest good. I am the strength and the power of God, contained in love. I am powerful, strong, and gentle. There is strength in gentleness. There is power in goodness. There is power in wholeness, in light, and in peace. I am that I am, pure, whole, powerful, strong, eternal, and at peace. Take a deep breath and go even deeper. The peace of God fills and surrounds us now. And we thank God for this meditation. As we begin to come back, bringing with us all this love, this light, this power, this energy, this happiness, and this lifting that we have received from this meditation. So we take a big deep breath, and we begin to come forward, bringing with us the God energy, the wholeness, the light, the eternal life, which is God. Take a deep breath. And we become aware of our subconscious mind as we thank God for this wonderful, wonderful experience of meditation. We know that our subconscious mind is filled with the joy and the lifting and the healing and the power of God. Our subconscious mind has been permanently transformed and lifted by this meditation. We are filled with light eternal. We are filled with love and peace. And we take another deep breath. We come forward now. We know that the subconscious mind is one with the divine mind, and that our subconscious mind is crystal clear and pure and whole. And we take another deep breath. And we become aware of our conscious mind now. And the conscious mind is now filled with God's presence. We are now conscious of our good, our light. We are wonderful, whole, filled with optimism, with joy, with freedom, with happiness, with love, with gratitude, with non-judgment. We are filled with compassion. We are filled with humanitarian service. All feelings of goodness and wholeness and happiness are filling us now. And we take another deep breath. And we come forward to the level of the physical body. We know that this physical body has been transformed, lifted, and healed by this meditation. The physical body is filled now with wonderful health, wholeness, holiness. The physical body is now joyful, and it is immortal, and it is filled with wonderful feelings of health. This physical body feels great, and we are whole and happy now. And we take another deep breath. So we feel joy within this physical form. The cells are singing the song of life, the song of light, the song of goodness and grace. So we are the ascension now, and we feel this physical body transforming into a wonderful, immortal, beautiful light body now. We take another deep breath. We come forward now, bringing with us all this love and light and joy and freedom to the level of the outer environment. We become aware of our outer environment now, and we know that even though we continue to keep our eyes closed, that we become aware of the surroundings around us. We become aware of ourselves sitting here. We feel ourselves connected to Mother Earth. We are grounded. We are one with the Earth now. So we live in heaven and on Earth at the same time. And we thank God for this wonderful feeling of love, lifting, and light that we have received from this meditation. And we take another deep breath. And we know that we are living our divine purpose and destiny now, that we are living the holy presence of God now, that we are at one with our good, with our light, we are at one with all good for our life now. And we thank God for this. So we now begin to come forward even more, taking another deep breath. And we become aware that we are a joyful, living, breathing, walking, talking temple of God. We are living the Holy Presence in each moment. So we now take four deep, vigorous breaths and come all the way forward to objective and subjective balance. So now we open our eyes and we affirm together, I am alert. I am awake. I am objectively and subjectively balanced. I am in control. I am the only authority in my life. I am divinely protected by the light of my being. Thank you, God, and so it is.